Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovaciu nahrávku pre overenie hlasitosti. Pokiaľ nepočujete nahrávku dostatočne nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi skúšky po zaznení signálu.
English exam, section 1, listening. Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6.
Teenagers are renowned for enjoying lengthy lie-ins in the morning. But, contrary to popular belief, their reluctance to get out of bed may not be just down to laziness alone. The bedroom is a battleground for most teenagers, such as Morgan Delaney, a 17-year-old student, who says, "It's too early to get up in the morning, especially in the winter when it's quite dark out. It just seems like you're getting up in the middle of the night. You just want to be back in bed. Sometimes Mum has to go to my bedroom 2-3 times. She's even had to pull me by my feet out of my bed." And that's why scientists studied Morgan and her friends for 2 weeks. The wrist-mounted sensors monitored their every move, waking and sleeping. Analysis of that data surprised the scientists. They found that, consistently, teenagers get just 6.5 hours of sleep a night. Most adults need around 8. When the clocks moved forward to British summertime, the youngsters got even less, just 6 hours a night. According to Joanne Bauer from the University of Surrey, "We've got something inside us like a body clock, which ensures that the same thing happens at the same time every day, and one of those things is the secretion of melatonin, which is the hormone that makes us sleepy. Now, for an adult, you expect that to be early evening, but in teenagers it happens much later, so even if you put your teenager in bed at, say, 10 at night, it may be that they don't secrete their melatonin until midnight, 1 o'clock, so they're staring at the ceiling, just not sleepy. Consistent sleep deprivation can affect concentration, memory, or even worsen mood." However, the scientists behind this study say more research is needed to explore this issue in depth, because, like Morgan, most teenagers have busy lives. What they're not getting is enough rest.
Now listen again.
Teenagers are renowned for enjoying lengthy lie-ins in the morning. But, contrary to popular belief, their reluctance to get out of bed may not be just down to laziness alone. The bedroom is a battleground for most teenagers, such as Morgan Delaney, a 17-year-old student, who says, "It's too early to get up in the morning, especially in the winter when it's quite dark out. It just seems like you're getting up in the middle of the night. You just want to be back in bed. Sometimes Mum has to go to my bedroom 2-3 times. She's even had to pull me by my feet out of my bed." And that's why scientists studied Morgan and her friends for 2 weeks. The wrist-mounted sensors monitored their every move, waking and sleeping. Analysis of that data surprised the scientists. They found that, consistently, teenagers get just 6.5 hours of sleep a night. Most adults need around 8. When the clocks moved forward to British summer time, the youngsters got even less, just 6 hours a night. According to Joanne Bauer from the University of Surrey, we've got something inside us like a body clock, which ensures that the same thing happens at the same time every day, and one of those things is the secretion of melatonin, which is the hormone that makes us sleepy. Now, for an adult, you expect that to be early evening, but in teenagers it happens much later, so even if you put your teenager in bed at, say, 10 at night, it may be that they don't secrete their melatonin until midnight, 1 o'clock, so they're staring at the ceiling, just not sleepy. Consistent sleep deprivation can affect concentration, memory, or even worsen mood. However, the scientists behind this study say more research is needed to explore this issue in depth, because, like Morgan, most teenagers have busy lives. What they're not getting is enough rest.
You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You'll be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7.
How invested are you in the digital age?
Well, I don't own a computer. I've never seen anything online at all. Nothing. I don't own a word processor. I've none of that stuff. It's not an act of rebellion. I'm just not a gadget person.
But you'll shoot your next film digital. Aren't you curious about what else technology offers?
Yeah, but to me it doesn't make any difference. I don't work in it. I set the shot up, I compose, I do all that, but actually operating a camera is all Greek to me.
How invested are you in the digital age?
Well, I don't own a computer. I've never seen anything online at all. Nothing. I don't own a word processor. I've none of that stuff. It's not an act of rebellion. I'm just not a gadget person.
But you'll shoot your next film digital. Aren't you curious about what else technology offers?
Yeah, but to me it doesn't make any difference. I don't work in it. I set the shot up, I compose, I do all that. But actually operating a camera is all Greek to me.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8. I'm not as harsh on other people's work as I am on my own, I think, or I hope.
I know I'm harsh on my own, but I'm pretty mean to other people as well. Maybe that's why I'm so worried about what other people will say about my work, because I'm so horrible myself.
Oh, yeah, I used to correct people all the time when they made errors, just because I knew. You just made an error. Ha ha. Look at me being all clever. And they hated me for that, so...
Yeah, people really don't appreciate unsolicited correction.
I'm not as harsh on other people's work as I am on my own, I think, or I hope.
I know I'm harsh on my own, but I'm pretty mean to other people as well. Maybe that's why I'm so worried about what other people will say about my work, because I'm so horrible myself.
Oh, yeah, I used to correct people all the time when they made errors, just because I knew. You just made an error. Ha ha. Look at me being all clever. And they hated me for that, so...
Yeah, people really don't appreciate unsolicited correction.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9.
Well, we had this whole idea of a romantic trip, so Marcia suggested train, because what's more romantic than a train ride, right? But the prices for train are ridiculously high. It would almost make more sense to go with a low-cost airline. My idea was to go by bus, which would be cheapest by a landslide. We discussed it, but it actually turned into a whole argument about how we don't do things together anymore, and for a while it actually seemed we wouldn't go anywhere. But in the end, Marcia admitted, we are not in such a strong place financially and succumbed to my idea to go with the cheapest transportation. It's a 20-hour trip. Romantic indeed. Well, we had this whole idea of a romantic trip, so Marcia suggested train, because what's more romantic than a train ride, right? But the prices for train are ridiculously high. It would almost make more sense to go with a low-cost airline. My idea was to go by bus, which would be cheapest by a landslide. We discussed it, but it actually turned into a whole argument about how we don't do things together anymore, and for a while, it actually seemed we wouldn't go anywhere. But in the end, Marcia admitted, we are not in such a strong place financially and succumbed to my idea to go with the cheapest transportation. It's a 20-hour trip. Romantic indeed. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10.
Yeah, I remember when I was at university. At the very beginning, I spoke British English and I was studying American history. And I had a lot of American-speaking professors and I thought it was really odd to talk to them that way as a non-native speaker. So I switched to American English, which was really frowned upon because it was not the proper language. Though, oddly enough, you were punished much more severely as an American speaker for using Britishisms than if you were a British speaker using American words. It was really weird. Yeah, I remember when I was at university. At the very beginning, I spoke British English and I was studying American history. And I had a lot of American-speaking professors and I thought it was really odd to talk to them that way as a non-native speaker. So I switched to American English, which was really frowned upon because it was not the proper language. Though, oddly enough, you were punished much more severely as an American speaker for using Britishisms than if you were a British speaker using American words. It was really weird.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11. Every Wednesday is garbage day in my neighbourhood, and every other week we can put out our blue boxes of items that can be recycled. Each community has different guidelines for garbage and the collection of items for recycling. In my city, we can put in most things made of glass, plastic, paper, and cardboard. Usually we get up early and put the boxes out by the curb before 8 o'clock. Because the recycling truck comes down our street shortly after that. Some people like to put their boxes out the night before, but if the weather is rainy or windy, the garbage can end up all over the place. It makes a real mess, and I do not like it at all. Every Wednesday is garbage day in my neighbourhood, and every other week we can put out our blue boxes of items that can be recycled. Each community has different guidelines for garbage and the collection of items for recycling. In my city, we can put in most things made of glass, plastic, paper, and cardboard. Usually, we get up early and put the boxes out by the curb before 8 o'clock because the recycling truck comes down our street shortly after that. Some people like to put their boxes out the night before. But if the weather is rainy or windy, the garbage can end up all over the place. It makes a real mess, and I do not like it at all. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12.
How do you regard your new song, My Mother Was a Chinese Trapeze Artist?
I think it was a watershed moment for me to have written that song. I initially thought it was kind of self-indulgent and weird, too weird for people to actually enjoy it. But then we were playing it for some people and they were really excited about it. And it kind of helped me realise that you can take these risks and you don't have to follow any accepted structure of pop songwriting.
How do you regard your new song, My Mother Was a Chinese Trapeze Artist?
I think it was a watershed moment for me to have written that song. I initially thought it was kind of self-indulgent and weird, too weird for people to actually enjoy it. But then we were playing it for some people and they were really excited about it. And it kind of helped me realise that you can take these risks and you don't have to follow any accepted structure of pop songwriting. End of the listening section.